Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The children of God are not called to serve the Lord out of a duty to the law of sin and death, but rather to follow the law of life in Christ Jesus. The freedom of the sons of God is not given to them so that they might be in conformity to the world, but rather that they might be set apart from it. Their liberty is given to them so that they might in love serve one another, rather than indulge the lusts of their flesh. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Paul reiterated this admonition to the Corinthians, which was first spoken by Isaiah as he reminded them of their calling. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? The sons of God are called to stand with Christ and the gospel against the world, which is not a friend to him or to the gospel of his glory. While he is not primarily speaking in terms of morality or fleshly habits, one cannot deny that the morality to which the sons of God are called is quite in contrast to the darkness of the world, who have not the light of Christ ever before them. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. With all of that in mind, he writes to Titus concerning adorning the gospel in all things. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. The sons of God are not free to pick and choose what suits them in following Christ, but are rather compelled to follow his doctrine, that is, his teaching. So in order to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things, we must be given an understanding of the fact that it is his doctrine and not ours. We see the example of our Lord and Savior as he gave himself up to the Father in the behalf of his brethren. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Can the man who would adorn his doctrine have any less regard for it? To adorn his doctrine is not to simply acknowledge the truth of it and to study it, but rather to delight oneself in it, serving the Lord with a pure heart, that is, with singleness of purpose. One cannot serve the Lord without serving his brethren, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. This is the outgrowth of the work of the Spirit of God in the lives of the sons of God, who are bought with the precious blood of Christ. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh in you that believe. To adorn Christ's doctrine is to joyfully submit oneself to him, and to seek in all things to honor him. It is to give him all glory in bringing his people out of darkness and into the light. This adorning does not seek to share in his glory by attributing any part of their salvation to any activity which they might undertake or perform. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Ultimately, to adorn his doctrine is to be found walking according to Paul's exhortation, that ye would walk worthy of God, that is, in a fitting or becoming fashion, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. We can never be worthy in the sense of deserving such a calling, but by his grace he does fit his children for their calling, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. This is the adorning of his doctrine. Have you been clothed by him? You shall be found naked otherwise.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.